Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 AM. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The case for Wisconsin's top election official to keep her job just got stronger. Terry Bell reports.
Lawyers for the Wisconsin legislature said yesterday it takes four votes to nominate the Wisconsin Elections Commission administrator to another term. Commissioners deadlocked on Megan Wolf's reappointment earlier this summer. Without an up or down vote, Wolf is a holdover under current state law. For now, that means she can keep her job indefinitely. Yesterday's opinion pits legislative lawyers and the Wisconsin Attorney General against Senate Republicans. They plan to hold a confirmation hearing today. Wolf says she won't be there. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Chief Justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court will list a job opening for the director of the Wisconsin court system. That is despite the position being filled on an interim basis by the court's liberal majority earlier this month. Chief Justice Annette Ziegler has criticized the majority's changes to administrative rules during the month of August. Emails surrounding the job posting were leaked to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. People who depend on federal food benefits are keeping a close eye on Congress. The current farm bill expires at the end of September, and lawmakers may not renew it on time. Carmen Cumberland is a food bank executive.
What we would like to see is our congressional leaders to reauthorize and increase what food banks are getting in food purchases because of the numbers we're seeing.
Cumberland says the working poor rely on the SNAP program to feed their families. Leaders at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee say its two-year campus in West Bend should not merge with a nearby technical college. Nate Wegehout has more.
The new report comes after Washington County officials recommended merging the UW branch campus with the nearby Moraine Park Technical College. That call came after years of declining enrollment at UW-Washington County. Officials as part of a university work group said that instead, the UW campus should simply work more closely with the tech school. The work group found that 45% of students at the UW campus would be less likely to attend a merged school and instead recommended integrating the campus with UW-Milwaukee over several years. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
An invasive species thought to be managed in the Great Lakes is on the rise once again. Sea lampreys are parasitic fish native to the Atlantic Ocean. They decimated the lake trout population in the Great Lakes throughout the 1950s. Since then, efforts by the Great Lakes Fishery Commission have rebounded the trout and salmon populations. Mitigation efforts slowed during the COVID-19 pandemic, and lampreys are on the rise again. GLFC says the lamprey population will always exist and will need to be continually managed. That's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Share a pint and save a life. Mark your calendars for the blood drive coming up in Wisconsin Rapids a week from tomorrow. VFW Post 2534 will hold a blood drive on Wednesday, September 6th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. They're located at 2711 Redden Road. You can make an appointment by calling 877-232-4376 or visit versity.org/Wisconsin. Donate and receive a legendary Versity bottle koozie while supplies last. Beaches in Wood County will be open through Labor Day weekend. They will close for the season on Tuesday, September 5th. All other park areas, including campgrounds, shelters, boat landings, disc golf courses, and walking trails, remain open through October 31st. The Parks and Forestry main office will be closed on Labor Day, September 4th. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
The Brewers make it 9 in a row. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Cubs last night, the final from Wrigley Field, 6-2 in favor of Milwaukee. The crew jumped out to a 4-0 lead in the top of the first, thanks to home runs by Christian Yelich and Mark Canha, Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
I mean, I think when you start out a road series and, you know, a game that, you know, everybody's anticipating a good atmosphere from the crowd, like just doing that to the home team in the first inning is, well, what more can you ask, really? Couldn't start a game out better.
Wade Miley held Chicago to just 2 runs off 4 hits over 6 innings. The left-hander on what was working for him.
The uses of my changeup. It's been down a lot, like 8% down. And it's kind of rated as my worst pitch right now. And it's kind of been the pitch that's gotten me along for the last couple of years and made a point to throw it more tonight.
Chicago committing two costly errors. Cubs shortstop Dansby Swanson.
I think at the end of the day, like, the biggest thing for us is just playing our brand of baseball. Obviously, we didn't do that tonight. But I know that, you know, we're capable of so much more, and we'll be able to come out tomorrow and play better.
So the Brewers now with a 9-game winning streak. They are 5 games ahead of the second-place Cubs in the NL Central. Game 2 of the 3-game series is tonight at Wrigley Field. First pitch, 7:05. NFL. The Packers have until 3 o'clock today to meet the league deadline of a 53-man roster. That's 37 players to be released. The first was veteran punter Pat O'Donnell yesterday. The 32-year-old former Bears punter spent just 1 year in Green Bay. He's been replaced by 24-year-old Daniel Whelan, who's kicked some of the longest punts ever seen on the Packers practice field. Whelan was born in Ireland before moving to Palm Springs, California.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of chapters in my story, I would say, but you know, I was about 13 years old and my mom got a job in Palm Springs and she got it. And we just basically said, yeah, we're just going to up and move. We only came here with 2 suitcases, and then I went like straight into high school, and I did not know a single thing about football.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, WFHR program.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we're joined every morning as we kick off our show by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yes, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there, sir?
Pretty good. How are things there?
Nice. Beautiful skies over here. How about where you're at, Melissa?
It's a little cloudy here. We had rain last night.
Oh, okay. All right. Paul, what is in store for us today?
Yeah, you know, we did see some of the showers, a few storms around the area last night with that cool front that built through the area. So definitely some nice, quiet and cool temps here for us in the midweek. Overnight lows getting down to 40s the next couple of nights. So that to continue here for us in the short term. But if you're not a fan of the cool weather, you'll get plenty of the other side of the equation here with the hot and humid conditions making a return for the weekend. And looks like hot weather for that Labor Day holiday as well for Monday, certainly ramping up in the 90s here through that time frame. Otherwise, today, with breaks of sun and some clouds at times, high about 77, spotty shower chance, better chances further east, closer to Green Bay for that. Otherwise, north winds 10 to 15 today after high of 77. Clear tonight, 45. Northeast wind 5 to 10. 76 sunny on Wednesday with a light northeast wind. 48 Wednesday night, 80 and sunny on Thursday, and then mid-50s Thursday night. Starting to warm back up more so for Fridays yet, mid-80s sunny. Still sunny and dry for the weekend, 90 on Saturday, and then mid-60s Saturday night, mid-90s Sunday, mid-90s Monday as well, as that hot holiday weekend looks to continue. So definitely some variety here for
yes,
us.
Yes, for sure. Yeah.
So a potpourri of weather for us. That's exactly what we've got.
But sounds perfect for that final holiday.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We appreciate you, Paul. Thanks so much for the time. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Hey, you bet. Sounds good.
Have a great one. Best in the business right there, our friend Paul Trombling, the Weather Eye Weather Center.
Oh, yeah.
I got nice weather coming up for that holiday right around the corner.
Nice, cool, crisp evenings and nights, and then heating up during the day. It sounds perfect.
We are here to clothe you. We have new shirts to give away. We're going to do that between now and 10.
Let us clothe you.
Yes, it's coming up. We're going to also get into our bedtime blunders and what are some of the bigger ones that we do when we're trying to crash at the end of the night or whenever you crash. I don't know.
Going to bed stressed.
I don't know if I can really talk on that one. I'm not a sleep guy. I've been up since 3-4 o'clock. So you know exactly what I'm talking about, Melissa. You're up early too.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into that. We also have to touch on how many percentage of Americans have controversial food preferences.
Controversial.
We are not shying away from that subject. We'll face it.
No.
We'll face it with you. We'll face it together.
All things food. We talk about it.
A little bit later, after our entertainment, we'll get into 10 things people hate when they're kids but love when they're adults. If we got time for that one, we'll get that one in. Otherwise, we'll get it in tomorrow. For sure, today we're going to get into 2023's hardest working states in America.
Got
those coming up. Looking forward to that. That's going to be a fun one. But how's your day starting, Melissa? How's it going so far?
You know, I was really hoping you would ask me that, James, because I have a story to share with you.
Yes, story time. Everybody grab your popcorn.
Okay, so you may know, and some people know, my phone died yesterday. Like, literally, out of nowhere, up and just died.
Yeah.
Nothing. Like, it was working just fine. I was using it, turned away, came back to it, screen didn't work. Buttons didn't work. I'm like, well, you were at 30%. Okay, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt here. I'll plug you in. And yeah, nothing. Did all the things, you know, that the internet recommends, and then took it to the Verizon store. The guys there were great. They were awesome.
Good.
They were also very conciliatory about the fact that my phone was dead and there was no coming back.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, but they told me what I needed to do to get, because there's this, because I'm, you know, this is the frustration with cell phones and cell carriers and all of the rigmarole we have to go through to have these things in our lives that now has become a necessity.
You
really can't survive without a phone. I mean, you can survive without a phone, but it's very difficult to work in today's society.
Especially in the field you're in.
Yep, in our field, and to communicate with everybody you need to without the phone. Mm-hmm. So I had to call them and try to get a PIN reset. James, I have never been hung up on before by a computer.
Oh, that's cold. That's rough.
You know, I mean, AI and everything that's going on with that, sure. Okay, some of it's a little here and there, but to hang up on me?
Yeah, that's not cool.
I wasn't being rude. I was just asking for a real person. I mean, I guess maybe that was rude to the AI, but...
Well, next thing you know, ChatGPT is going to be like, no, you figure it out. Yeah, you type something to it, you figure it out. I'm not writing that for you. That ain't right.
It was so wrong. I hung up on. But you know, I know the magic when you get a real person to blatantly express, you know, when they're asking you, how's your day going? And I'm like, I'm very frustrated, but how are you?
Yeah.
And the poor guy responds, well, I'm very sorry to hear that, but you know, and my day's been very busy. Thank you for asking. And we had a great conversation, and he was able to help me. It took about a half an hour, but I'm set up again. I have a phone. We're good.
Yay. That's the takeaway from the story. That and
right. Very little sleep, but
we've figured out how computers are really going to take over by annoying us. By just putting us off, just constantly hanging up on us and not
telling you
phone.
You're wrong. Yes. That's nope. Incorrect. Try again.
I don't know if I'm one really to talk about technology this morning. I spent the first couple of minutes talking to you and Paul, I couldn't figure out why I couldn't hear you guys. I didn't have my headphones plugged in.
That's problematic.
I don't think I've done that in 20 years in radio. I'm pretty sure I've never done that before. What is going on with our board today? You know, I can't figure... it's me. Okay, never mind.
It's user error. Is your computer plugged in?
Have you tried plugging it out and plugging it back in? Have you tried? We have to kick off our show here, Melissa. We are, of course, doing our show live and direct from Central Wisconsin. So we get into, of course, a bar in Milwaukee is where we start things off.
Naturally.
A bar in Milwaukee is offering to pay your tab every time Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets lose this season.
Oh wow!
I love
that's a little bit of spite there.
It is the perfect combination of sports fan spite and just that the right amount of just kind of like bitterness, like just the right amount, not too much, not you know, a good amount, because you're happy that it's good bitterness. It tastes good, and at the same time, it is still bitter. It is still bitterness.
But hold on, how many games are in the regular season?
17.
Okay, so potentially that's 17 bar bills have to pay.
You know, it is the Jets we're talking about. If you know any, you don't have to know a whole lot about football. The New York Jets have not been good since basically the second Super Bowl. Not second Super Bowl, but around that time.
But you know, I guess if they've done the math and they figure, yeah, we could take a loss of 17 nights of bar bills with the added notoriety of people knowing we're going to do this. They'll come more often, maybe. I don't know.
Well, maybe they were, you guys are thinking alike here. There is some, a little bit of a catch on this. Of course, there are a few rules that severely limit your ability to cash in on this promotion. Your tab must be opened at least 15 minutes before kickoff and can't include food.
Can't?
Yeah, and you have to be there for the whole game. Aaron must be starting, obviously, but there. Here's the real kicker: Jets games played at the same time as Packer games don't count, and that only happens four times this season. And the deal also excludes top shelf liquor. So what are you really doing here?
I mean, they're making a statement.
Yeah, but that's all they're doing is making a statement. They're not really like coming through on this. It's four times.
Well, they are. You said that they lose.
Yes, but with all these catches, by the time you go from 17 games down to four, that you actually can cash in on this. And those four games, I mean, what are your losses really here? What you're really doing is bringing attention to your establishment. However, in this particular the particular article I have here, I do not have the name of the establishment. I'm trying to look it up. I'm trying to find it here. Jack's American Pub. Jack's American Pub.
Okay. Pub.
It's on the Lower East Side of beautiful Milwaukee. Love Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. A shout out to Milwaukee and a good morning to all of our friends out there.
Well, and they're also making a statement about their feelings on former Packer quarterback's actions.
I'm curious how this plays out over the next 5 to 10 years, where he eventually retires, and if he's, this happens with a lot of athletes. It doesn't end pretty, and then 5-10 years later they come back. This one seems a little different. This one, I mean, I'm not saying he's not going to get his number retired. He's already, the ownership has already said that and everything. But I'm curious as far as the fan base goes, how they'll be 5-10 years from now with him. It's just going to be interesting.
It depends on what he does, too.
Very true. Because
he has already made some decisions that have affected his legacy.
Yeah, and every time the guy opens his mouth, he's kind of like, you kind of wait and see. You kind of hold your breath like, what's he going to say this time? I can tell you one thing, no matter what, 5, 10, 20 years from now, I got a feeling he's not going to be welcome at Jack's American Pub. I got anywhere else, maybe.
Pretty sure.
But probably not there.
I'm
curious to see how this story plays out too, the promotion thing, and maybe even more so. So in Florida, Lionel Messi, the biggest athlete literally in the world, just arrived and he's playing there. And what is one of the funnier things is not just all the promotional tie-ins that he has, but the businesses that like have no tie to him. There's like a business in downtown Miami that sells hamburgers, and they've got like this poor, like really bad cutout of Messi holding a hamburger and like running. So I want to see like the promotions that spin off of this about the Jets and Aaron Rodgers and that kind of thing. It should be funny. It's
really interesting to watch anyway.
It's one of the things that we enjoy about sports is spite. We will take a break. We'll come back. But we want to. I want to know what you guys think of that promotional idea and what would be a better promotion. I want to hear from you out there, 424-2600. Feel free to join us with that. And your birthdays and anniversaries. We're looking for those as well. We got that coming up. Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club around the corner when Melissa and James on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Stoiber Healthcare would love to help you get healthy naturally. I'm Dr. Moselle Stoiber.
And I'm Dr. Erin Stoiber-Aldi. We provide gentle, expert chiropractic care for all ages.
We also offer True Weight Solutions, our doctor-supervised weight loss program, laser therapy, custom-made arch supports, and high-quality nutritional supplements.
And don't forget, we also have two amazing licensed massage therapists on staff to help you. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for an appointment today.
That's 715-424-4646.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Highs level off around 77 today under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight. Lows level off around 44. Daytime highs approaching 76. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Upper 70s. Thursday, turning warmer on Friday with highs in the mid 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
It's time to have a good time with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we encourage you to do is treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's right now. They're open till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We want you to call up 424-2600. You can join the conversation that way, or you can direct message us through Facebook. Go ahead and like our page and hit us up that way. Or go ahead and send us messages through info@WFHR.com or james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries.
Yeah, we want to celebrate with you.
Smoke signals, the thing with the flags, you know, whatever you got to do, just get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We got a great list today, Melissa. I've got three possible qualifiers and a special outside that we can mention.
Gotcha. So, well, I'm going to go right down the middle and choose two.
All right. That gives us a good one right there. They're all good ones, but you know what I mean. That gives us a good number there. I like what you did there. So we wish a very happy birthday first off to Mystique Smithson.
Happy birthday, Mystique.
Mystique's awesome. She's amazing. Wonderful mom and cook, and worked for a long time. I think she's still over at Jennings. I'm not sure, but great cook and great person. You can't have one conversation with her and not laugh. Great talk. Wish happy birthday to Myron Lubeck.
Happy birthday, Myron.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a great one for you. And we wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier today, Lynn Montag.
Oh, happy birthday, Lynn.
Lynn, we wish you the best of days and joy, and you're a qualifier today.
Congratulations.
And we, of course, want to wish a very happy birthday to our very own Ashley Dwes.
Oh, happy birthday, Ashley. I didn't know it was your birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Ashley. Ashley's joined our newest team member, and with that, she's had to go through a lot of ribbing and you know, a lot of rites of passage. We make every you know, Melissa had to go through it. Seth, no, I'm kidding. Ashley's been great. We've really enjoyed working with her. A lot of the projects that you have been enjoying yourselves have been Ashley's projects and things that she has worked on. One of the fun things about working with people in marketing here in this industry, in this medium, is oftentimes you have people that come from different industries and come into this one with a different set of eyes. And it's the lifeblood of radio, really. You and Seth are great examples of this. Melissa, and Seth, Ashley is another one. Steph, who was here before, is another example of that, and still continuing on and doing great things in radio. It is nothing against the people that have been in radio for a long time or have done radio for quite some time or are even getting into radio now. But there's something about people that come in with a different perspective.
New vision.
Yeah, they bring so much heart and life to it, and she's done that, and we appreciate all you've done, Ashley. You are appreciated, and we hope you're having a great day out there.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Let's dive into our celebrity birthdays. Let's see who Ashley and this team of great listeners we have share a birthday with.
Share a birthday.
First up, Liam Payne is 30, one of the One Direction guys.
Okay.
That's all I know.
I like the name Liam.
Yeah, it is a good name, Liam, yeah. Leah Michelle is 37, Rachel on Glee, and she was on Scream Queens. She got canceled for a little while there, and I don't know if she still is or not, but I know that she had some, I don't even remember what it was. I can't keep track anymore, but I know it wasn't good. I know that much. I know it didn't go well. Let's see here. Rufio. Dante Bosco is 48, the leader of the Lost Boys and Hook. Looky, I got hooky. The classic Rob Williams and Dustin Hoffman. Spielberg reimagining of Hook. It's a classic. I love that movie. The kid that played the leader of the Lost Boys, Rufio. 48 is if we needed anything to make us feel older. Michelle Ndege Ocello is 55 today.
Not only one of the smoothest names you will hear in music, but one of my favorite voices and songwriters. In high school, she was one of those artists I just really got into. She's a very good singer, songwriter, but also a sneaky, really good bass player. I think a lot of people might know her. Ages back, her and John Mellencamp did a remake of Van Morrison's Wild Night.
Oh,
okay. She was the other singer on that song. She did a really good job. Rebecca De Mornay is 64. To Risky Business, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. She was in a number of picks back in the day. Dan Truman is 67. Diamond Rio's piano player. The great Elliot Gould is 85. Ross and Monica's dad on Friends. I think a lot of people might know him as that. Trapper in the original movie version of MASH. Younger generations might remember him from the Oceans movies. He was in the first Oceans movie, I believe. I don't know if he was in the other ones. I don't remember. But I know he was in the... I remember him in the first Oceans movie because at the end, spoiler alert, you know, they're at the end, they're by the famous fountain in Vegas. And Elliot Gould has a scene where he's standing there looking at it kind of by himself on camera for a second. And it's just kind of a nice moment for him, who's had such a long, such a celebrated and good career.
Yeah, a lot of movies. Wow.
Yeah. Elliot Gould has had one of those careers where any actor in the world would give, I would give my pinky for 25% of Elliot Gould's career, let alone the whole established, the whole career he's had. Joel Schumacher would have celebrated a birthday today. We get into people no longer with us. Joel Schumacher, born in 1939, passed away in 2020. Director of St. Elmo's Fire, The Lost Boys, Flatliners, Batman and Robin, Batman Forever. Joel Schumacher was one of those early, like established directors. Like, this is a guy we want to direct our films. I didn't see him going into the action stuff like he ended up doing. St. Elmo's Fire and The Lost Boys.
Phone Booth.
Phone Booth wasn't bad. I think that I thought that was a movie that didn't really get a real fair shot in theaters. Mm. It's a tough movie because it's kind of centered just on Colin Farrell in a phone booth with Kiefer Sutherland talking to him. But they pulled it off, I think, because of the directing of Joel Schumacher and the acting of those two actors. You get a pretty good movie. I think it was all right.
Oh, and he directed The Phantom of the Opera in 2004?
Yes, he is the one that made the controversial at the time. I think now he has proven right, but of having, oh my God, what's her name, as Christina. The only person to play Christina, basically. As the and
her name is...
Oh, it's killing me.
Emmy Rossum.
Yeah, and I believe had Gerard Butler as the Phantom.
Yep, he's Eric.
Mm-hmm. Which is insane to me that basically the guy from 300 is the Phantom, the same guy. It's some pretty good acting right there. Isabel Sanford was born in this day. Wheezy on the Jeffersons, born in 1917. Classic, one of the classic characters in TV history. The great, the wonderful Richard Attenborough, born in this day in 1923, passed away in 2014. Rich old man who made dinosaurs in the Jurassic Park movies. He also directed Gandhi, an incredible movie. Ingrid Bergman.
Amazing voice.
Yes, amazing voice. Oh, such a narrator. Like one of the all-time great narrators. Can anybody look at Animals in the Wild and not have Richard Attenborough's voice like pop in the back of their head?
Or wait, is that David Attenborough?
I'm thinking of David Attenborough.
Yep, me too.
Honestly,
but they're brothers.
Okay, and I'm going to be honest with the audience here. I thought I had it wrong, so when you went there, I was just going with it. I was just like... I've been up since 4. I've been so I was going with you on that one, and I would have kept going with you, Melissa. I got your back. Ingrid Bergman, born in this day in 1915, passed away in 1982. Just a classic actress. Gosh, I encourage my students all the time to go back and watch Casablanca, if for any other reason than to watch her performance.
Mm-hmm.
If that's all she did in her career, I would still talk about her the same way. But she she had a great career.
For Whom the Bell Tolls.
My favorite. You just hit on my
favorite.
Murder
on the Orient.
See, Murder on the Orient, I think, is the one that a lot of people would think of if it wasn't for Casablanca. But she's got some other ones there that I really like. Good actress.
Oh, yeah.
She could give you a stare. That even if it's in camera, you feel like she's staring at you in the movie theater. Like, you just, it's so good. One of the greatest to ever pick up an instrument, and I don't care what genre you're talking about, Mr. Charlie Parker, the Birdman, born on this day in 1920, passed away in 1955, jazz legend. I believe it was Miles Davis that said, you don't have Miles, John Coltrane, Ella, Billy, you don't have none of these people without Charlie Parker. I think it was Miles that said it, but somebody did. It was true, whoever did. Born on this day, 1921, Wendell Scott, the first African-American NASCAR driver.
Oh, good for him.
Still the only black driver to ever win a Winston Cup race, which he did in 1963. Wow. And then got a couple more here, Melissa, we got to get to. John McCain, Arizona Senator John McCain, and of course, former war hero. Born on this day in 1936, passed away in 2018. I certainly thank Mr. McCain and his legacy for what he did for our country. I respect John McCain as well because, and I never thought I'd be at this point, but I remember watching The Daily Show with Jon Stewart and some of the best interviews, I don't know if some of the best, but definitely in the top echelon good of interviews. Was when John McCain would join that show. And John McCain joined that show knowing full well what kind of guy Jon Stewart was. Mm-hmm. But they had a relationship off camera that was respected, and it showed on camera. And they were very much the same they were off camera, they were on camera. And they would fight, they would go back and forth, and by the end of the interview, they'd be laughing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the way I treat my interviews with senators and congressmen and that, and that's the only way I believe in doing it for myself. Everybody can do interviews their own way. I'm not telling you how to interview. It's just that's the way that I think is the best way to get good conversation and real conversation, because I've got Senator Tessin on tomorrow, and I can go ahead and ask him the same question that the last news outlet did, or I can go ahead and try to ask him some hardball question that nobody else has asked him or something, and he's going to give me the standard answer that he has lined up in his head. That is how politicians work. I get that. I understand the game. I feel like you get actually the real answers when you ask similar questions to maybe that you've heard before, but you let them give you the real answers. You listen to what they say, and in their answers, they will either win you over or hang themselves. I think Jon Stewart did a very similar thing with Mr. McCain, and I always appreciated how John McCain, no matter what, how many times he came on that show and how bad it would go for him, and he would become a punchline or something like that, he would continue to come back. We need more of that. We need more congressmen and senators willing to go on shows that they're not going to get fed answers. They're not going to get the questions that they, okay, so Senator, is this the questions? Are these questions okay for you? Okay, great. We'll go ahead and start filming right now.
I think it's important to have these conversations that stem from a place of respect for each other. It's very difficult to have a debate with somebody that you don't respect.
Yeah.
And to be able to have those conversations, it's important.
So, interesting thing here, John McCain, maybe not somebody that I would have aligned politically with, maybe I would, maybe I wouldn't, but either way, I respect the guy. Mm-hmm. Next, Michael Jackson, born on this day in 1958, passed away in 2009. I think on the other side of this, somebody that I don't think any of us have a question of whether we respect him musically.
Talent.
Yeah, his talent. Looking at his talent. Oh, I don't know. Thriller, Smooth Criminal, Black or White, Billie Jean, Bad, Rock With You, Man in the Mirror. That's just the ones off the top of my head. Michael Jackson's career as the King of Pop is pretty well established.
Yes.
But the off the field issues, the things that have surrounded him and his legacy, wherever you fall about this, there is a lot of smoke on that fire. And for somebody like myself, coming from abuse, coming from a lot of those things, and as well as somebody who, one of the first things I did as a kid in dance was learning how to moonwalk. It's one of those things where it's hard to balance. I don't know. I will say that every once in a while, it was a while back, Rock With You came on the radio, and I caught myself singing and listening to it for a little bit. But by a minute or a half into the song, I was I had to flip it.
Yeah.
That's for me. I'm not telling anybody else how to do this or anything like that. Teach their own. But for me, that's kind of how it goes nowadays. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
As we go farther along with these things and we meet our heroes more and more, how we handle this stuff. Big happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there celebrating. Enjoy, everyone.
Yes, indeed.
Have good ones. And
get over to Misty's and get some free pie.
Yes, let them know it's your birthday and you get a free slice of pie from Brian. Get on over there. Mm-hmm. Wish them a great day from Melissa and I. And stick around for Melissa's news right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Work is starting on the railroad crossing in Nakusa on Highway 173. The Nakusa Police Department has posted there will be no on-street parking on 1st Street and the 100 block of Garrison Street, Point Bass Avenue, and North Street through mid-October to accommodate the railroad track repair detour. Crews will reset the elevation of the ties and rails, install new concrete panels, complete asphalt paving, and sidewalk and curb ramp work. Traffic will be detoured around the area. Crews anticipate the work to be completed by September 29th. The Domtar Mill will also be shut down for maintenance until mid-October. The Wisconsin Rapids School District invites the community to the grand opening of the OPLAC at Woodside Elementary School tomorrow. However, one of the playgrounds will not be ready for use on Wednesday. The grand opening event is happening in conjunction with the book fair and the meet and greet with teachers, students, and families. The two Lumberjack Strong playgrounds on the southwest side of the building will be ready for use during the grand opening. Due to factors beyond the school district's control, the Woodside Pride play area on the southeast side will likely not be completed in time. The event begins at 2:30 tomorrow on the front blacktop at Woodside Elementary. Stevens Point Bicycle and Pedestrian Street Safety Commission is looking for volunteers for the 2023 Bicycle and Pedestrian Count on Tuesday, September 12th from 3:30 to 5:30. The deadline to sign up as a volunteer is Tuesday, September 5th. Contact Adam Kuhn for more information at 715-342-4158. Beaches in Wood County will be open through Labor Day weekend. They will close for the season on Tuesday, September 5th. All other park areas, including campgrounds, shelters, boat landings, disc golf courses, and walking trails, remain open through October 31st. The Parks and Forestry main office will be closed on Labor Day, September 4th. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Highs level off around 77. Today, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear. Tonight, lows level off around 44. Daytime highs approaching 76. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Upper 70s. Thursday, turning warmer on Friday, with highs in the mid-80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Take on me, everybody. I had to wait until the keyboard.
Yeah, you got to get to that part.
Got to get to that part. You get it. Let's get into this one, Melissa. A new poll found the average American spends 27 minutes getting ready for bed.
27 minutes.
Unless we fall asleep first, then it's 0 minutes. falling asleep before doing your nightly routine is common, and young people are the most likely to do it. And here are some other common bedtime blunders we all make. First on that one, I mean, you fall asleep, you fall asleep. I don't know. As somebody who values sleep so very much, I don't know. I know that sometimes, I had plans or whatever, and I fell asleep or something like that. Nah. Your body is telling you you need sleep. You had a great comment once, Melissa, about drinking water. That if you're thirsty, you drink water, you're probably already dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
If you're falling asleep like that, your body is just telling you
you're exhausted.
Yes. You just didn't even know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number one here, falling asleep while scrolling on your phone. 51% said it happens, including 68% of Gen Zers.
Yeah, I believe it.
I haven't done that one. I can't say I've done that.
I haven't really either, at least not at home in my own bed. Mm. Like if I'm staying at a hotel or I'm staying somewhere and I can't fall asleep and I'm just scrolling my phone to, I don't know, try to fall asleep. Maybe it's happened a couple times.
Have you done this where you, you're talking to somebody on the phone and you fall asleep?
Back in my online dating days, yes.
Yes, same here.
Yeah.
yes, same here.
Yep.
Let's see.
I have fallen asleep reading on my phone, like books on my phone.
Mm-hmm. Forgetting to brush your teeth or wash your face. 41% said that they do that. Again, Gen Zers topped the list of that with 53%.
Hmm. Happens more on the weekend and again when I'm not at home.
Yeah. I feel like on the weekends is when I'm all right with these things because I got a little more time. In the morning, if there's one thing that goes wrong for me in the morning, which let me tell you, that happens a lot. I will edit in my head. I got to cut this out because I can't. I don't have time for it, and I'm never going to not brush my teeth. I don't know if I could leave the house without shoes before I would leave without brushing my teeth. but washing my face, I'll admit, that's one of those ones that I forget sometimes, or I get rushing and I don't just take the time to do.
Yeah.
It's important, though.
Mm-hmm.
Falling asleep without saying goodnight, 39% do that. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, I suppose.
Forgetting to turn off the TV or set a timer, 38% do that one.
See, I never have a TV on in the bedroom. I hate that.
Yeah, I know so many people that are like that. And I didn't necessarily grow up that way. But it seems like the more people I talk to about that, with that particular subject, that's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't blame people for that. I will say, though, one of the things that I like about having a TV in the room is the music channels. Like putting on an all jazz channel or something like that. It's perfect soundtrack music for me to fall asleep to.
Yeah, that's okay.
You can do that on your phone, though, too. I mean,
well, right. We all have our own things. Like, I have an MP3 player that I have audiobooks on that I listen to when I'm going to sleep because it's just, it helps me not think about what's in my brain. It gives me something else to focus on.
Right. So my sister does the same thing. And it. I genuinely admire that. I would not be able to do that. It would help me.
Well, it's the same audiobook this all over and over. So it's not like I don't know the story.
Oh, my. Mind blown. Oh, that makes so much more sense. Because if it was a new book, I would not be able to like turn my brain. Oh, what happens in chapter 3? You know, or that kind
of
thing.
No, half of the time it's, okay, I don't want to listen to this part or this part or this part. Let's skip ahead.
Yeah. Makes much more sense. I got to ask Jillian if that's the way she does it. Too. I'm 99% sure that is the case, and I feel very foolish. I can edit this out, right? I don't need to know.
Sure. Take two.
Falling asleep with your clothes on, 37% do that, 47% of Gen Zers do it.
I don't do that.
If I have fallen asleep 10 times in my life, eight of those times I have fallen asleep with my clothes on, at least.
Well, if like I fall asleep on the couch or something... Mm. But that's typically not a problem anymore. I'm usually in bed before I'm ready to fall asleep.
I wake up and I look like there was a hurricane only in that particular room that I was in. Half my body's on the bed, half of it isn't. I've usually got a pencil in my hair or something like that. My fur brother
stuff
Sam
is just scattered.
Staring at me. Yeah, he's confused. He's on the ceiling. He doesn't know why. Forgetting to set an alarm. 36% of us do that.
Oh, it's always on my phone. Yep. I have them set and a backup.
I have a routine usually in by mid-afternoon of where I'm doing something on my phone, and I just instinctively, because the clock app is right next to it, I just go to that, hit the my two alarms. Mm. I have two alarms set that I don't know if I've ever actually used. I don't know.
But they're on.
Yes. Yeah.
On the off chance that you ever sleep someday.
Well, and speaking of trying to, get to sleep, where these blunders happen that we're kind of discussing right now, one of the things that does help ease me is knowing, okay, well, if I do, I hate the idea of sleeping through things.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, like when you wake up in a panic, like you're having this dream that you're late for work.
Right.
It has the reassurance that the alarm is on.
Yep.
Gives you that peace of mind.
Falling asleep with the lights on. 35% of us do that.
Can't do it.
Nope.
I have to have the lights off.
I'm with you. Yep. Yep. I can't do it. I will recommend once again to anybody out there that has not already done it, blackout curtains.
The only way it happens is if my my side table lamp is on and I'm reading. Yeah. And if I fall asleep when I'm reading, then yeah.
Ooh, and I don't like this next one. I don't like this one. Falling asleep with your glasses on or your contacts in. 31% of us do that. And yeah, I'm pretty guilty of that one. Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad for your eyes with your contacts in for sure. Unless, they do make contacts you can sleep in now, which I don't understand. Yeah. Or I think I tried them once and I was like, no, thank you.
Oh, I've had I've had some bad times with that, and I've also heard of some bad stories with that, so I don't recommend it. The time, it's worth it. Get them out of your eyeballs.
If you with your glasses on, usually you wake up with your face pressed into the pillow and your glasses shoved into the side of your nose painfully.
I had that happen once and had to go to school with this just like this crease on my right between my eyes. It just was just very uncomfortable. They also asked people to name the top things they think about in bed to help them fall asleep. The top answers were our favorite moments from the day, our family, and work is third.
And that helps them fall asleep.
Interesting. Wow.
Well, they do say sometimes if you review your day.
Yeah.
Sometimes that kind of help you download it out of your brain. But if I start thinking about work, then I start thinking about what else I need to do.
Yeah, that's the only catch for me.
And then I'm making to-do lists for the next day. And then pretty soon I'm opening my phone and writing it down in my email. And
I think it's fair to say that we have a pretty rewarding job.
I'd say so.
What we get to do for a living is pretty fortunate. Not everybody can do this, and it gets a chance to do this, and it's very rewarding. So for me, I'm with you. Look, what you're saying there, that mental checklist going through the day, and, well, we accomplished this as a team, and this as a team today, and that stuff, and it feels really good and kind of, lowers my heartbeat a little bit, and that makes me feel a little bit better about things. And then, sure enough, right after that thought, ooh, but we do have that to work on tomorrow. And, I wish I would have done this better. Wait a minute.
I should have emailed Chuck about this. And
why didn't I get a hold of Chuck? I was supposed to get a hold of Chuck. And soon, before I know it, I'm pulling up our civicmedia.us, which we encourage you to go ahead and stream us from. I'm pulling up podcasts from that day's show. And wait a minute, did I really hit that segment the way I thought I did? Or did we miss the mark? How were our levels? How did we sound? Were our mics well adjusted?
You know what I like to think about? If I don't have my story in my ears when I'm trying to fall asleep, an empty purple room.
Ooh.
Or blue.
Ooh.
Purple or blue. Depends on the night.
I like that.
But it's just an empty room that I'm inside of.
I think that's awesome. I should probably apologize to you right now, Melissa, because the next time you think of it, I'll probably be in there because now I'm going to start doing that.
Get out of my room. This is my blue room.
Melissa's laying there, but just thinking, all of a sudden I show up and wait a minute, what are you doing here? I'm sorry. It sounded so relaxing. I just wanted to try it out. Get out of my purple room.
Get out.
Why is Purple Rain playing? I didn't play that. We'll be back with more Morning Show on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Monday. You're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A 3-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 77. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 44. Highs around 76. Tomorrow, sunny skies. Daytime highs approaching 80. Thursday, under sunny skies. 85 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 65.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Being soothed in by Cyndi Lauper. Hart. It's Hart.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not quite right, but I don't know what the right is.
I thought it was True Colors at first. That's what I was doing there. I was mixing them up. Yeah, you can't mistake those voices. You can't mistake that. This is some of the best harmonies you'll ever hear, the ladies of Hart. Seattle's own. We're going to take it to the top of the hour. In the 9 o'clock hour, we got fun stuff lined up for you. A little bit of entertainment news. We're going to get into some good stories of the day, local. And we've got 2023's hardest working states in America. Our That Ain't Right story is going to feature some, we got to have some audience participation.
Yes.
Would you smile for a mugshot? That is going to be our our That Ain't Right story of the day, and our audience, our participation, because we want to hear from you always. Mm-hmm. If our microphones are on, we want you to call in 424-2600.
Yes.
One of the bigger issues going on nowadays when it comes to online shopping or just being online and your online presence, heck, your presence in today's day and age, is getting scammed.
Yeah.
And we've got some tips to keep you safe when buying or selling items through platforms like Facebook Marketplace and OfferUp and those other ones.
Mm-hmm.
So first one on this list, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is.
Probably is.
Yes.
Number one.
And that holds true whether you're buying or selling something. If someone offers you a lot more money than what you were asking for an item, you should probably be suspicious.
Yes. Why would you want to do that?
The payment method seems suspect. If the seller insists on paying methods like wire transfers, cryptocurrency, or prepaid gift cards, it's a huge red flag.
Yeah, especially those prepaid gift cards.
That's the big one. It's usually like, oh, I need you to pick up 10 of these for me. It's your boss. Do it or you get fired. You know, that kind of thing. And it's never legit. Just watch some poor boss who's just like trying to get things ready for like some holiday party or something like that. It just happens to send out an email. Hey, could you pick up a couple gift cards for me? I think that'd be an easy gift. Would you mind?
And then he gets a text. You've been hacked.
Yeah.
Reset your email passwords.
What? What went wrong? What happened here? Using Venmo isn't necessarily a sign of a scam, but if they require a payment before you can see or pick up the item, that's obviously bad. In general, the safest thing to do is to pay for your item in cash when you pick it up in person, if you're going through marketplaces and that.
Right. Yeah, so you can inspect it first.
Mm-hmm. Their communication feels off. Poor communication can sometimes be a giveaway or talking to a scammer. Or if they want to make the conversation, take the conversation off the app into a private text thread instead. Or the more closer they get to your personal information, the more suspect I would be. I would say that one of the signs of this too, because you obviously can't see the other person or anything, and this isn't a slight on text or the way we talk or spell. I am horrible at grammar. I'm horrible at speaking in some ways.
And English is your first language.
Right? Yeah, yeah. But oftentimes scammers are from another country, and you see the way that they misuse a word that they think that they're using in the right context, but they're not. Mm-hmm. Or simple things like if or in, or if or and, you know, that kind of stuff. It's usually a pretty good tell.
It can be.
All the images are stock photos.
That's a big one.
It's a bad sign if the seller's photos all look like they came out of a 1983 JCPenney catalog. in case asking for additional photos or a video can help verify the licensing authenticity. Yep. And if they got a problem with this, then that's a pretty big red flag.
Find
right
a different
there.
Seller.
Yeah, yep. It's not worth it. I think of this anytime, you know, if you confront a scammer and you say, well, I'd like to talk to your manager, or I'd like to talk to your boss, or something like that. Oftentimes, that is when you will catch them, being caught up. Also, a user who doesn't have a profile photo might be a bad sign, too.
Yeah, could be.
That could be one of those red flags. And finally, they won't meet in person. If possible, you should plan to meet in person in a safe public place to examine the item before paying for it. If they refuse to meet up with you, take a pass on that item.
Now, I would throw in the caveat there of, as a woman, that makes me nervous, you know, to meet even in a public place.
Yeah.
To meet as a buyer or seller. I was considering selling something online, and I was like, well, I don't even want to go by myself to a public place and meet a person. Like, I want someone to come with me.
Yeah.
Because just to meet a stranger that you don't know, that you met online, is a little frightening.
It is such a shame that that's where we're at. You know, in society and life and everything. But at the same time, I'm very glad that you think like that as somebody that cares about you. I don't want you to put yourself in those situations, although you should be able to. You shouldn't have to have those hesitancies, although I understand them.
And you want to say 99 times out of 100, you're safe, you're fine, people can be trusted, but it's that one time that they can't.
Yeah.
And it only takes that one time, and then, I don't know, you don't know where Mel went.
Yeah. Let me correct that, Melissa. I misspoke there. I understand that I don't understand. I get that I don't get that. I've never had to worry about that in my life. I've never had to worry about meeting up with somebody and making sure that there's somebody there to watch my back, or I have to make sure to send my friends messages with today's newspaper so they know where I am or something. I feel for anybody, especially women, that have to do that. That's not right.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that you acknowledge that.
You know what I think will make up for all that, Melissa? New shirt. Free shirt.
Yeah.
Free shirt. Yeah. It makes everything better. It makes everything better. No, I don't know.
It makes you not have to do as much laundry.
Yeah, there you go. We have got new logos, everybody. We are so excited about this. Shout out to our good friend, Rebecca Sullivan, and the great work that she has done on this.
She did a great job.
We've got these new shirts, and we want you to have them.
Because guess what? We give these all away, and we get more shirts.
Yeah, that's right. That's so true. Great.
That's
point.
My goal. We got to give these away so we can get more shirts.
Oh, I love that. That's such a good point, Melissa. Yes, we are excited to do that. So call up right now, 424-2600. Let us know one of your favorite things about WFHR. Was something that you enjoy about our station, something that you have enjoyed about our station in years past, any of the above. We just want to hear from you. 424-2600. You call up, you give us that, you give us your size, and boom, just like that, you get one of our new shirts.
And we have all the sizes.
Yes.
From small to, I think we even go up to 4X.
So our previous logo, one of the things that I really love, and I appreciate Rebecca doing this and hearing me out on this, I think most people like designs and things on the back of shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that on the back of our shirt is our previous logo, and on the front is the new one.
Yeah, I think that's cool because it's a throwback to what was and now what's new.
Yeah, yeah. And it's so much fun. I loved our old logo. I like this, not only the I think the simplicity, but
simplicity.
Also the uniqueness of it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it really you know, showed who we are as a station when we kind of, I don't want to say rebranded WFHR, but we're revisioned it, revised
right.
it.
Evolved it.
Yeah, it was going to music and that, so it really fit. Now we, of course, shifted gears again and going in a different direction. And now, how would you describe our logo, Melissa? Because I think right away of Central Wisconsin. I think of the cranberries.
Yeah.
I think of those colors.
There's cranberries. It's a little retro with the box and the triangle. Mm-hmm. And then with the cursive script. Of locally grown radio. Mm. And then, yeah, the cranberries. And the colors are really nice, too.
Really?
She stuck with our color palette.
Yeah, I really enjoy that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
See how it looks on you. Get yourself a shirt. Call up 424-2600. Do that. We want to hear from you. We'll have some other conversations and topics to interact with you about. But let's go ahead and take a call. Good morning. What's one of your favorite things about WFHR?
Well, that you're real people, real conversations, and you can interact with you.
Mm. Oh,
awesome.
Wow. Oh, those were all good answers. Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't expect to get